Yeah, Rishon Shavi Mari. Holding by Simikuf by Gimel by Sefov. As the Olam points out, the loch of Birch Samozin really starts right now. Middle of the Simon. I mean, until now, we're learning about either Maimar Choydim, how to clean up the table, Kalish of Bracha. And now, Middle of the Simon, we're going to get involved in the loch of Birch Samozin, of Achat Vesavoto. And the reason why it's over here, because the Olam is still from the Sigil, we're discussing Kalish of Bracha. And the Hemchuk, Machav brings down, the Gemara discusses a person from Messiah al Kalish of Bracha. Therefore, how do we know about Birch Samozin discussing now? How would it sit? How would a person when he can speak? Different halachos. If so, just to be makdim, we're just talking about halachos right now. So there's a Chofetz Chaim in Shem Oilam and Chelik Beis, big down the Yisoid, right from earlier Achronim, Rishonim, that when you learn halacha, or you learn Torah, there are actually two halachim to learning Torah. There's an inin of number one, limud Torah in and of itself. It's the idea of learning Torah, whether it's negeya, whether it's not negeya, whether it's kosher taharis, whether it's negeya to Shabbos and Issa v'heter. Either one is a kosher v'zach. A second thing says the Chofetz Chaim, again from earlier sources, the idea of Torah made the day ma'isa. Limud Torah is supposed to bring you to a ma'isa. And if in your day and some reish involved the loch of Hilchos Talmud Torah, it says clearly over there what to go learn. You have a choice to learn things in the Geir, not in the Geir. Learn things that Torah made the day Maisa. How far to take that you studied? Says the Graz, building upon the Rambam and others, that Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam, we say every morning. How and why is it connected to Kulam? Says the Rambam, because made the day Maisa. Therefore, says the Graz, writes these words, if you learn the Kotchim and Taharis, it's not connected to Kulam. It's not connected to Harik Mitzvahs. Masha'en can you learn Torah, the Mevle Maisa, that's connected Kulam, connected Tarek Mitzvahs. So that both are very choshev. Both are Kodim Lakol. If you want to get Tarek Mitzvahs, it's only things that get Lachla Maisa. Have a choice to join a Kodim Chabura, go to Brisk, to the Lach Chabura. What goes first in Kedimus Lalocha? What goes first in Torah Mevle Maisa, that's connected Kulam, everything else is not connected Kulam. The Chofetz Chaim brings out Pesukim for this. He says, we have a possible Chachmish called Mitzvah Hashem, Vasisim Oysam. He writes a double portion, simple. The tachlis of Limud Torah is to be a blueprint to how to live life over here. He says, I'll give you an example. What should a person learn first? He says, Avada Brachas. He says, and what part of Brachas? Uber Prat, Birch Samozin. This is the case over here of a deraisa, of all the, of Brachas, what's deraisa? Maybe Birch Satorah, but certainly Bachalta Vesavoto, Birch Samozin. He says, what to go do? If you forget, go make a bracha. The Gemara said, "Daf Lamed Hey, kill them all." Elamai is be make brachas. The second sentence of Dibros, but it's Hashem Hashav a bracha and tzricha. So you can't be last, can't be machmer. You nothing what to go do over here. You daf learning. You have to know what to go do over here. He says, especially v'noyd lacha mitzitzirs kavono. How can you bench without having kavono for our oritz, for the mosan, for our bris, for our Torah? So he says, Yisrael to Torah, maybe the Maisa, that's the Ikkelim of Torah. He says, it's negated to all mitzvahs, Uber Prat, Brochus, Uber Prat, our Sugar Birch Samozin. And that we go before anything else. That's what you learn first. We'll even get to our Simon over here. We see numerous things that the Olam seem to not know the ideas over here. And the Daf learning. And learning what? To go, know what to go do. With that, Akdomo, Sal our Sugar, we have Lochin Sevov, the Gemara Brochus. At the end of the social Ochlo, the parrot in Alpha Beis, Eimah Sichon al Koshel Bracha. A person cannot speak once he receives a Koshel Bracha. Now, the question is, we know the Locha Mai Machoinim is taking the Tulik, the Bracha. We have over there also, can a person speak after Mai Machoinim? So the first Mishabru on Simukuf Ayin Tes, and the last Mishabru on Simukuf Pei Aleph, that means the first Locha will learn this month, and the last Locha will learn last month. Is the idea that a person cannot speak after Maim Achorinim. So the question over here is, what is our sugya of not speaking after the Kais? What's the idea of the Locha, a person cannot speak after Maim Achorinim? Which one cannot speak after? So that's what we learned in Simon Kofayin Tess, says the Machab over there, a person cannot speak, cannot eat and drink after Maim Achorinim. The Machab does not say the Locha of speaking. He left it out. Says the Magar Vom, it sounds like you are allowed to speak after Maim Achorinim. Defend the Minig HaOilo. So I bring your ayah. Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sevov. So the Magar Vom, I have a right now. Sugya Eimah Sichem Al Kais. So we see over here that person can speak after Maamar Choynim, but not after Akais. However, he goes on further and says, no. The Maisi wants to answer what goes first, Maamar Choynim or Akais. He wants to say the idea that goes first is first Akais and then Maamar Choynim. Therefore, I say from the Akais he can't speak and then Maamar Choynim is afterwards. So when you have no Akais, it's Maamar Choynim. You have a Akais goes first. And therefore, the Maskona of the Mogavram, as the Mishmur, the Shaitzim points out, not like the Baraitim, Maskon is a person cannot speak after Maamar Choynim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Simukuf Be'alaf, even for Divrei Torah. You cannot speak. So we see three Yesodos from this Mogavram. Number one, when a person cannot speak after the Kais, means for everything, even Divrei Torah. Not to be helped between the two. Number two, technically how to go do the two aspects. So it comes out that the loch is that what goes first, according to the Mogar Avram, we first pour the kais, and then we do Maamar Choynim. That means, why? Because take him to Tila to Bracha, that means Maamar Choynim is after the kais. Number three, we see over here, my father's pointing out, that what says over here, they give a person the kais, and the person should not speak. What does it mean, giving the kais? Putting his hand to pick up, to bench ready? Doesn't mean that. So, you pick it up to bench, you have to put it down to do Maamar Choynim. So it means to give the person the kais, meaning you put it in front of him or pour the wine to him. At that moment, once the wine is poured for him or the kais is given to him, the person cannot speak anymore. It doesn't mean you give it to him in his hands. That's ridiculous. You do Maamar Choynim afterwards. Especially the Mechabot, Maamar Choynim Choyvo. Therefore, it means over here, when you pour, give the person the kais in front of him, the halacha is away, this idea cannot speak.
But it's not chai, it's not to be fresh.
So we have six pshatim in Chai. Some comes out, we're not knowing to the in of Chai. We have a Kay Shalom, Nichol Gedar Chai. But anyway, that's Namakiv. That's 10 in Yonim Namakiv. Not sure what Shaykh is. That Eim Asichim Zalocha. Not a Vishim in the Mukhar.
So it's impossible to get that
Vishim in the Mukhar then? Which one? What? No, that is Chai. That's fresh. No. If you get that idea, that is fresh. It's right. It's Samuch. This idea of takeif miyad, the somach is that not something you poured that you for the meal and you're saving it for later on.
So
it is fresh.
Close
by, right before my machinim. The somach is takeif. Takeif means miyad. Now, is everything okay? Okay. Now, we have this halacha person cannot talk from once he receives the kais who the mavarach until when. Can he not speak? So come along the Mishmur and it brings down until after he drinks. That means not Ali Chasreinu, not the end of benching. It means he's still on the kois. And the minik is based upon the Shai Tzini Kofai and Gimel. We wait till everyone finishes benching and then you make a bracha bari piagofen. You wait till Maisa everyone finishes. They make a bracha bari piagofen. Then the Mavarach can speak. Mishabur, the Shayatzin says, yeah, all the Mishabur.
And
the Shayatzin and Kufayin Dalits of Kotanum Gimel says, we wait for everyone. It's good to wait for everybody.
See, someone started later. But someone
starts
saying, so what do you do?
Then I don't think it's part of this even.
Now,
it could be like we see by Birch's Koinim, it means everybody, but everybody means everybody in the normalcy of everybody. Kenzain. Ulai. But the toif, you wait for everybody. Now, there is a basic hakir over here with two fundamental nafkaminas, but one of these sites over here of Negev to the Mesubim, the one who's listening over here, how exactly are they working? We see clearly in the Mechaber that the Mavarach cannot speak what just gives him the kais, and the Mesubim cannot speak what she hiskala Mavarach. That means the question over here is, are we two separate entities from the Mavarach or part and parcel? That means, is the side of the Mesubim that Be'etzem the side over here, they have to listen to benching? Shmei Ka'inoi. Once the Mavarach starts making a bracha, he has to go listen. Or the side over here, no, the Zimon, we're an extension, and therefore, just like here's the Loch of Ein Masichin, we also have Ein Masichin. That means, what is the side of the Mesubim? We have part of the Mavarach? Or no, we're separate entity, and we just can't talk besides the Sugya of Shmei Ka'inoi. If you read the Mechaber by Yosef, it's clear that it's coming from the Rosh Hashita. Two separate ideas. The Mavarach has what she's giving the kais. The Mesubim has halacha. It's not shmek. Oh, you know, once she starts making a bracha. Asad Hashani, the Beis Yosef, he brings down that the Ben Yoina for the Bar Mitzvah part, and the Ben Yeruchim, they come along and say, Ein Mesich Nal Kois, even on the Mesubim. And these Londis that Achorim want to explain, because the Mesubim are part and parcel of the Mavarach, the extension of the Zimun. We're being making a bracha together over here. So it comes along over here that Negea to the Mesubim went to be quiet, as bad as the Shalom of the Shayim. The Mechavah Paskins, the Mesubim is quiet only Mizman, he starts making the benching. Sign of Erech and benching. That's the Bach and the Taz, the Vosh, they go this way. The Maisa, the Magarvam says, no, to be Machmer for the Ben Yeruchim, the Ben Yoyno, the El Yabam of the Gevarim, and therefore the Loshin of the Graz and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Meshavuah is Nochon Lochish, that we are an extension of the Mavarach, and once you give the Kais to the Mavarach, before my Mechoinim, no one can speak. Nobody. Well, just like the Mavarach can speak once you give them the Kais, who did the Mesubim also not speak over here? That means, it comes out, we're saying over here, Kais to the Mavarach does not mean picking it up, it means giving it to him. And number two, that means also negate the Mesubim, the Loch is, the Chathila person should not talk once you give him the Kais. Now, I'm not sure you should go tell someone in Am, it's very hard to go to. Maybe the Noshim and the children are going like to be Semichal Mechaber. Mishibua says not the way. Mishibua Magarvam says not to do that. That means, Avada Os, maybe they Maisa, we mark from giving him the Kais. Maybe other people could either be quiet over here. Will I? I see the Madani Osher wants to point out, this halacha the Chura negate to all Kaisha Bracha. So the scene of the Kais negate to Berech Samazin, if we have a Kais, when you give it to a person. Of course, negate to Kiddush also. You pour the person the Kais, you wait to make Kiddush, and he's standing waiting for everyone to be quiet. Not only does he have to wait for them, then now they'll talk. He can talk, and you're not supposed to talk. This is the halacha, when you give the Kais, Eim Asichon. The Kaisal Bracha is Berech Samazin negate to everything. You want to even make Kiddush, with the same halacha, once he's being poured the kais, the halacha is not supposed to talk. Nochel lochish. So it's interesting. The question over here is: they say kaisal bracha is negayah to if the Muslim kiddush avdala. What's the halacha negayah to chasna? Lay that. What's the halacha about bris? Lay that. Could be could be it's very different. The chiluk over here is that these things are becoming moitzi you. I think I'm not. It's in the shem brachas. Can that two different things? A second very important aspect we know also in this Chakir over here is when you can start talking again the Mavarach. Mishmur came along and says the Mavarach can only start talking after Bari Priya Gofen. If so, the Mesubim also, when can they start talking? When can the Mesubim start talking? So once the Mishmur said to be Machmur like the Mavarach, therefore come on this farm is Manenu, it said the Fila Mishnebura, the Kavachayim, the Debrezina, the Arlesian, Rav Scheinberg, Shai Dablitsky, they all said, you like the Mavarach, and you cannot talk till after he says, Bari Priya Gofen. You can't talk. And then Shai Dablitsky and Rav Scheinberg discussed, if so, by Sheva Brachis, the Mavarach, when can he start talking? He benches, he puts the Kais down, he waits for all seven Brachis, then he makes Bari Priya Gofen, then the Mavarach can talk. Then Shai Dablitsky and Rav Scheinberg, who did the Mesubim, the same halacha, they cannot talk till after Bari Priya Gofen of the Nochel Lochish of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Hakisinga Shabbos Sosa V'Simcha. The Shabbos, no, that's a Chilik of Sher Brachas. Just like the person himself can, you also can do that. So say the Psukim that you're allowed to. Well, otherwise, Tam Tishmuz, that's Rebbeinu Yoina, Rebbeinu Rochum. My Sakhik are talking, Mishmuz, Magar Vav Patkins, that we are just like the Mavarach over here. So it comes out, that's why Tov made the Maisa, that was like Domo. Right. That means it comes out, a very important yesod of here, what is the alumnus of the Mesubim? Are they extension? Or no, they're in essence by themselves. It's a Shmei Kainoi, two basic nafkaminas. One is when to stop talking. Mishmua says stop talking once it was given the Kais. Well, number two, when to start talking only after by Priya Gofen, which is very negate the Sugi of Shari Brachas over here. Siv Zayin. See, the problem with Loimini Loi Shemanu is, let's put it this way, let's say there's 100 people by Sher Brachas. 30 of them are quiet, right? And the other people just don't know how talking. The 30 people are quiet, what are they quiet for? You can't make it, it's very hard. See, people don't know this halacha. There are a lot of people, you look around by Sher Brachas who do know, look around, they're not talking. They're not. And people don't know are talking. So people just don't realize that there are a lot of people who aren't talking, you know this halacha. It's not halachish. The Maisi, you want to tell the Noshim and the Ketanim to be Samech, and those who act like that on the Mechabim B'Seder. It's a nachal nachash.
People always talk.
Not everyone's not talking. There are people who are not talking because they know this is a nachal nachash. You'll never catch people, certain people talking for this reason.
Whenever people sing in between each one, that's wrong.
No, so singing actually, I saw
it.
Singing is an interesting shayla also. That's a good shayla. How we discuss whether you're singing after, not after. Yesh lo nulai. Now, it's clear when you go through the pericope here, is that the way how Zeman was in those days. Is that one person said Rabbi Sayyid Varech, and they said the whole benching, and everyone listened, and we Yitzah, because Yaakov wanted for you, and Yaakov wanted to be Yitzah for him. Tzadasigya Shmeyako Einoi. Galashem Iti, Kishem Hashem Eko. Maisa Kamlon, already the Beis Yosef, from the Shonim, Shmuel Lekka, the Orchis Chaim. That seems, not only nowadays you have a hard time with Kavona, in those days it's very hard to have Kavona. And therefore, the says the words, the Mechaber, that we should say, Balachish Imam Avarech. We don't only listen by listen. We don't just do Shmei Koinei because people were spacing out, weren't really having Kavanah. Therefore, we say Balachish Im Hamavarach. And the question is, what's the correct and how to go do benching? So, first, there is a Bach already after the Mechaber, they means it down, the Palam Iris already, and they say no, we should do what Chazal say, one person benches, everyone else Shmei Koinei. Maisa, so they give me Alchabai. Everyone, I cannot listen. Focus, go do that. Right, just by Kiddush, we left it as is. Who didn't by the sugya of Berchas HaMazon to the Bach, one person should bench. Maisa Kiddush, that's not Aminig. Very clear, Aminig is that we do bench Balachash Imam Avarach. Now the question is, Negev, simply by the first bracha. By the first bracha, what do you do by the first bracha? Should you listen to it, say Imam Avarach? What's your options? So Betzem, the basis is very clear. He brings down the Tashbats. And the Beis Yosef points out, and we'll get to, the basic machlokes in the sugyas, between Rashi and Tosfos, in Das of Sheshis, what is Zimun? What's Zimun? That means, Avadu Rebechim Zimun. Is Zimun Rabbi Sayyid of Arech? Or Zimun Rabbi Sayyid of Arech plus the first bracha? That means, we'll get to Lochan Simon Reish Bez Hashem, and I think the Olim here does know, let's say you have a Zimun with three people, and you want to continue eating. One of us want to continue eating. So the three people they answer, and the third person is you wait till after the Masayin of Erech, or they wait till the end of Azan Sakol. The Olam waits till the end of Azan Sakol. Why? It's Ramah, it's Ibn Reish, it's Beis, because we Paskin Zimun is the first bracha. Machloks of Sheshis, I think of Nachman. Rashish Das in Rashishis is that Zimun is the Masayin of Erech plus the first bracha. The Mechaber over there disagrees. The Bnei Sfat says no. Say, you want to say, you want to go like Tosfos Mahalach? They say no machlokes of sheishes and others, and if you want to say the loch is the fakir, the Rabbeinu of Erech, that is the ikur zimun. For us b'nei Ashkenaz, so we pass the zimun is the Rabbeinu of Erech with the first bracha. Therefore, pize come on the magavram, and the grass says that's the ikur. We should go like the tashbats. It says that the first bracha, listen, focus, have a mind to be yitza with the mavarech, and then be mamshich from noy delacha. Why? Because at least get the ikur zimun. I mean, with Zeman is Man of Gemara is the whole benching. We can't have Kavanah for the whole benching, we'll space out. But for the first bracha, that works in Kiddush, same length. By Kiddush, we listen to, and all of us focuses, right? So it's like all focused by Kiddush, we can have our attention span works for Kiddush. Who did it for the first bracha? Let it also work for that. And then after, continue from Noy Delacha. So therefore, we have a Magavram, the Paskins. And the grass has Vechein Iker, like the Tashbats. The Loch over here is that a person by the first bracha should listen to the Mavarach, and then continue from Noy Delacha. Okay, that is what Zeman is. L'maisa. The Chashulcha, Mishmur, Bogim, Bogim, said, Loy Nogu, that's not Aminik. We do not do that. However, the Mishmur does bring down the Chayodom. If you can, Toivi Yosher. If you can go do that. Maisa is the correct thing to go do. That means it comes out, there's the Bach Shita, the whole time benching. We have the Magavam Shita, the first Bracha. We have the Mishmur says that Toivi Yosher, and even that one, Maisa not know you to go do. So, if so, what is the next level, B'dievet, what we go do? It's not Toivi Yosher, but B'dievet, what to go do. So, that we do like the Mechaba, Balachish Im Hamavarach. I mean, that's the lowest level. Balachish Im Hamavarach. That means like a Tchilo benching, then the first Bracha, now we don't do, then Toivi Yosher, and then Balachish Im Hamavarach. What does it mean, Balachish Im Hamavarach? Then we all start together. Each one is different places, holding different areas. And then we get to the end of the brach, we all wait. Or we, some guy finishes 20 seconds before the other person. What do you mean, malachish im mavarach? So the words of the grass is very clir. He writes two times by our sifal vir, mila b'mila. The words of the chayotim is very clir, mila b'mila. He writes that twice. The words of the kitzer, mila b'mila. The words of Maharav Ram, mila b'mila. That means you want to be b'dievet, mila b'mila. If you don't do mila b'mila, the Bnei Ashkenaz, you're missing out in the Zimun. Mila b'mila means mila b'mila. That means my father, for example, my father, when we were younger, used to have a minig that we would sing at least the first bracha together. And the Olam over here in the Chabur is tanning, that's l'chor the makar, not because the NCSY, that's the makar to do mila b'mila over here, because that's how I get the halacha of Zimun. Now, how should go do it? My father, when we had a Zimun, the one who was benching was louder and everyone else was quieter. And then we got to the end of the bracha, the one who's mavarach waited, we ended, and then he said it. That's l'chor where my father, Avi Mori, Doini, Zakeini, got it from, right? Right. But
he grew up in NCS1.
So, Lamaisa, that is what you're supposed to go do. Now, Lamaisa, Shemati, some people don't do that. Shemati. So, the Svarim point out, from the Ashkenaz, who says, where is your Zeman over here? So, the Peskechua tries to have Limut Chos. It's hard to make something. Lamaisa, there is a Machaber. Tais Shito. That's the Sheshis over here. They want to build upon the Arizal over here. So they try to defend those who are not doing that. They're fine. When you find the Yasrad, you eat Machbut, you can do that. But don't eat Machbut, so why do that? But otherwise, the Ram over here, what's going on? So Be'etzim, the best thing is to do Milo and Milo. It's Givaldic. That'll be a case of through singing. Now, the Maisa, funny thing happened last night. Came home last night. For some odd reason, all my four boys are home. Two married couples at home, and they said, we're all home, let's make a decent supper. It hasn't happened for a long time during the week. So they made pito with making some wash on with some fleishiks inside. So we're eating washed during the week, sitting by the long table over here. We come to bench. So yes, my mitzvah boy, nu, want kosher yayin? So he says, yes. Wow. I said, why? He says, he wants to sleep well. Okay, fine. So, tells me that. This is Mamash last night. So, of course, I spoke to him. You know, of course, when you bench, I tell my 30-year-old boy, my mitzvah boy, tell me I have to do Milo, Milo, say all together over here. So, fine. So, we get the case. I tell him, of course, once we get out the case, he can't speak from that moment. And then we all got up, we got our jackets, and we all got our Mayimar Chayim over here. And then we bench Mamash. He said, I told him to say it slowly. We did all Milo, Milo over here. And Mamash, we try Mamash Halacha. I picked it up, put his hand over here. I tell him, put him in his left hand. He's a left over here. We go like the Halacha of Itan Yad. He's his left hand. Tell him what Tefach. I don't know what his Tefach was exactly. Fine. And then it spilled over. So Mamash, he made a golf handle. And then I tell him, before we make Aligef, go wash your hands because your hands are dirty. Then he washed his hands. I said, Aligef. Mamash, we did everything. We tried to do everything. Then my son-in-law said something which I want to say, but if I say things, people think, you know, I'm putting chumras over here. So my son-in-law, who's a brisket curl, says, I have a great idea, Tati. Why don't we just at least the first bracha bench together by singing it? I'm like, ah, gewaldic. That's a great idea. By singing together. And I said, no, he said, hold it out loud, and I will do it quietly. So my brisket son-in-law over here, they told him, this Friday night when you come, I asked him if he's coming, he said, yeah, my other son I think is also coming. This Friday night, you'll be the first one to show us how to go do it. I was so happy that he said it, not me. Because if I was said, you know, I'll come, another Chumrat Tati has, fine, but my son. He said it, and Bez Hashem. Lean that, we'll go, try to go do that, because it's a loch of a milo b'milo.
Is he
everyone can sing it quietly, but the he should be out loud by the first bracha and the first bracha. That's Babashi Kesa milo b'milo.
He says he has to be a
silent
blood
sign.
No, we have
that's,
to.
I don't think kids.
So we'll
get this aloha. No, so again, we try to get out Ali Chasrein, that's a milo, but again, what's Ma'akib's first bracha? Let's sing, my father, again, loves the half-hour to sing. Some people will sing to Ali Chasrein, that's even better, mask him. But L'cholapach, let's get the first bracha over here. That's L'cholapach, get aloha. Now, the art true is, Vosna and Shuvah Chelag Yud, Tzoyas to Malam Tzchus, what exactly happened over here. There's some Chaim Kineski, a couple of examples, what to go do. Yes, let's say you know it's not going to be a case of milo b'milo. So maybe when you eat together, three people, have a mind, but tonight I'm not coming to eat with you. Otherwise, come to invite the mitzvah zimun. Everyone knows you go to the chasno. You have kavona not to mitzvah for the zimun over here. She says, have kavona not mitzvah for tonight over here. Go do that. Otherwise, it's not the kind of mitzvah. They said, no, we leave it as is. They asked him, Lyson, let's say there are four people. And Lyson, one person benches quietly. Not me, Mimilo. So the other three people may make a zimun again. He's like, no, leave it as is. They asked him, let's say there are 10 people. Maisa, the guy saying the Shem, said, Balachish, don't really hear it. He said, Maisa, you say Balachish, still say Hashem. That means he's saying, leave it as is. Don't change any halachas. And the Chor, what he means over here, the Swarma is saying, Maisa is a Mechaber. And Mechaber Besim is that Toysfis wants to say the Machalik of Sheshit of Nachman over here. And it's, even Rashi, it's one sheet in the Gemara. Machalik is in the Gemara according to Rashi. Fine, Maisa, Ramos is in Nachman and Reish. I think it's Losh Yishem, he says it does. And the Yesh Oymim that way. V'chein Oygim, he says. Maisa is a machlokes. So we can't defend the Olam. It's hard to defend it. But Maisa, Torah may be the Maisa. That's the Seder we have, Tam Torah can get Kulam. The first ones do it, L'chol HaPachas, Shurah do it, Mila B'Mila. Fine, they can sing together, and one loud, the other one quiet. Kala Kavad.
You see, the many people sounds like that now, very often the Mahoriah says it loud.
Yeah.
Says it out loud. That,
of course. But everyone else says it with him. Quietly, milo b'milo, of course. So Simchas in our Hemshech had to treat the idea of Birchas Hamazon. Come along the Beis Yosef, he says Yesh Misha Oimer, quoting an Orchas Chaim, and the Dr. Moshe quotes the Avud Avram over here, that the idea of Birchas Hamazon is a locha al tziyurin kovod like tefila. Mamashon hold like Shemona Esrei. Yes. My father says very important that everyone should have a toiv ayin. And if you get toiv ayin, you get zimun. You should have a toiv ayin. But over here, the loch is dinay ketfilo. Now, first of all, the loch of the mechaber is yesh mishoimer. So, come on, the Kavach Chaim points out why yesh mishoimer sounds like this machlokes. So, he says a klal that kidu rei mishmur himself brings down the klal numerous times. The yesh mishoimer just means when it cannot find all the mishoimer, only let's say one in the Orchas Chaim, or that commotion of the Avud Avram. Therefore, he said, "Losh yesh mishoimer." Again, the no cholkim. I mean, this halach over here, that the idea of benching is like dina ketilah. There are no cholkim over here, and therefore, look at the bush, look at the shulchan shloim. They're bringing down, not losh yesh mishoimer. They say stam. This is halacha dina ketilah. That means the get ketilah. What's halacha by Shemoneh Esrei? Do you answer by yira? No. Do you answer by kovin? No. You have a nachash around you. It's an inyan sakana. We can discuss it. How to answer? What to go do? But otherwise, it's that you're in cover, the person does not answer. Therefore, for example, by Shimon Esrei, let's say there's a baya, money, hefsed, the market's crashing over here. Could you stop and your Shimon Esrei do something? Says the Mishpura, according to the Magar Avram, even if it's hefsed, we don't stop. Says the Mishlom Azaman, therefore, negate to the idea of Berch Samos, and the same thing over here. That means, let's be clear, it's also seems Shemati that some people, during benching, they might ram somebody, or they might pass somebody something, or they might pick up something or talk, they might clean off the table. I don't know, they do a lot of different things over here. Play with the phone. The halacha is dina ketfila. During Shemon Esrei, would you clean up the table? Would you pass something? I think everyone knows about tefila. The halacha is imel of neimelach malchim lochim, and we don't do anything. We won't be meramis. We won't check out what our latest thing is we have on our phone over here. That's halacha b'chsa mozon. We won't be clear. The ilam seems to be a little bit lax upon it. And you can say, oh, a bunch of times, people think it's another chumrah that you have. It's halacha and shulchan aruch over here, that everyone seems to agree, it's dina ketfila. Now, we'll get to what that means. Different questions over here. First, the shaila over here is, let's take something first, davar shem kedusha. You hear kaddish, you hear baruch hu, you hear amen. Do you answer these things? So there is a shaila, come on, aruch shulchan says, why is it dina ketfila? Let it have the loch of more like Kriyashma. Tefillah is you standing in front of Hashem. Kriyashma and Birchas Hamazon, Hashem is not mamash in front of you. She had the level like the chum of Kriyashma. So he's beside that way. The Maisa, the Bin Olam and Shuvah. He, the Maisa, he paskins like that at the get of Kriyashma. Therefore, it comes out, according to him, will come out, the get to Beina Parakim. You can answer Amen. And Be'emsa Parak Perik, and you say Kaddish, and you say Kedusha. And the are those who might go like this. The Chaim No writes Simem Dal this way. The Chaznish Simchav Ches goes this way. Dineke Kriyeshma. Now, first of all, instead of the Kesulon like quoting Chaim No to the Shulchan that he passes this way is Dineke Kriyeshma. Ma'aseh Yabi Omer and Chelik Aleph. He has a long shuva of what should be the locha like tefillah, not kriyeshma. He says, and afterwards, I went and met Chaim No. And I argued with him, but this raya is, I had my raya is over here. He said, well, how do you leave with that? He's masked, economic to tefillah, not kriyeshma. Somehow the Malakim still quote him Chaim No as he's the one who's, he's a roshim akilim, is like kriyeshma. I know, by yourself, right, and he agreed to me, and the B'Omer has been out for 30, 40 years already. I'm not sure why this one quoted him Chaim No that way. The Chaznish in Simul Chav Ches has been sad that way. The Ism Chaim Knievsky, Maisi said, no, he passed a loch. Maisi says like Kriyishma. Therefore, like Kriyishma can answer Kedusha Baruch Hu and Amen Ben Aprokim. The Maisa race from did not go this way, including the Mishnah Berurah. That means look around this forum. Mishnah was not clear exactly. It sounds that way, but he did not discuss Kedusha Kaddish. He's not discussing that clearly. But Maisa the Ardo to speak out clearly. The Erech Hashulchan Chesalof Mechaim Plagi. And afterwards, the swarm come along and say, "Mlaktim, Tzal Chochma, and Shomazamim, Nashik Loin, Liashiv, Yibyaimim, Shai Dubliski." All the swarm come along and they saw the Chaznish, and they knew the Chaim Noah. They come along to know the Ik is like the steamest of the Mechabal beer, and therefore, for Kedusha, Kaddish, not to answer, and Omein, not to answer. The only Omein that you answer is the Bracha that you finish by and you're waiting for the person. That's the Omein you answer. That means by the second Bracha, or by the third Bracha, you're waiting, then you answer. Otherwise, you're holding anywhere. No Omein, you say, no Kaddish to Kedusha over here. That means the whole machlokes over here between the Gadol HaChayim is like Kriyashma or Shmona Esrei. Let's take the Musa out of this. That means what would a person do during Kriyashma? I think most of us would not clean up the table. What we do during Shmona Esrei, we won't do these things over here. That means people seem to have an hunger of doing things, cleaning up whether it's a place in front of them and passing things. A Maisa is Dina Ketfilo, the best Dina Ketfilo. But it could be passing the Dina Ketfilo over here. How far to take that? What?
It's not
tremendous. I don't know. That's a chiddush. It's a mask. It's a chiddush mask. That's a shaila. The mice we still pass that way. Shaila is why. Oh, so come on this form, this class. What about aliyal v'yavoi? Zechenu boy l'toyva. Do you say amin or not? So the binyan oilam, who he's the one who says you can make a light kriyeshma. He says that's only amin that's medinoi and not yal v'yavoi. The answer amin. Everyone agrees that's a problem by Yalav Yavoi. This is the Masham that way, brought down by this form, Shomazam, Vyashim, Kodashani, Kodashani, follows the Chaznish, he still says, Omen by Yalav Yavoi? That you can't. That's no Chiyav, that's no Din over there. You know, had to make Kriyashma, you can't say it over here. So you can't answer that Omen also. Now, what's the Svar to be Machmer? Mice is not Oimu for the Melech Mamish. So they come along, and they want to know maybe Mitzad Asugi, it's a Gedavar Dereiso. The Chaymen in Mitzad Asugi, it's a Dereiso. And therefore, if that's so, what? Fine, but still, let me take a step further what you mean. If so, they discuss, maybe if that's so, then the first three brachas are deraisa. Hatoy v'meitiv, maestro, the fourth bracha is not deraisa. Maybe it can be lax. Now, the degela kriyashma. So, the rachashuchel, the maestro, he writes it. He says, even once they did the ketfilo, but not that way by the fourth bracha. The maestro, the primogodim, is simikov peites. As we saw the oilm over here, saw the trumas adashim brought down by the Beis Yosef. There's a certain place that somehow people were speaking during the Rechza Mosin. Says the Shubat Hadeshim, they want to give a knas by the first three brachas, and not by the fourth bracha. Says the Shubat Hadeshim, no. Knasim all four brachas, not to Mezalzin Durabonans. Therefore, says the Prim Gonim, not to Mechalik in the two. Therefore, the Benishchai, Kavachayim, the swarming down, the loch of here is, not to Mechalik. If you hold Dina could feel by the first three brachas, Al Sederaiso, Atoyva Meitiv, as Machalik, if it's Durabon, Deraiso, we'll be Ikan Paskin Durabonan. Even the tzad rabban not to mezalzel, the loch is not to mechalcha dina ketfila mamish. Now, after Ali Chasreinu for the Rachman onwards, what category, what that is, that will get some kofay test on what sugya that exactly has. Sorry. Fine. We'll have to get to the Rachmans. How to those who do say the Rachmans, we'll have to get to how to apply it. Now, building upon this, once you're saying it's dina ketfila. We'll get to Halacha and Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph and they get into the Sugya of Yeshiva. Over there, the Mechab brings down Yesh Oivim, he machmo me'in sholos by the Sugya of Yeshiva. Mishmur said, the whole pochus would eat Chamishim min adokin, he machmo the Sugya of Yeshiva like Bitzel Ozen. If so, do you say the same thing over here by me'in sholosh, the person have to call him along to be machmer and not to be machzik by Kedusha, by Kaddish, can say Amen over here. So, Maisai, I see it's a shalom on the Sforim. Those who want Taino, that the whole idea of Bechtzimozin is a chiddush. having a little hisav more than what it says. But oid me each shalosh beikur watanis only drabbanan, not the rice over here.
This is the same Rambam holds the rice.
Fine, I understand.
Maybe that's the shittas.
And also they point out it's not brought down over here. No one says over here. They only said it over here by sitting, and not by the sugya over here of the aim of the year, that concept over here. And therefore, the kamlum or the tshiyim kind of yes, they want me to make all gam beir. I want to be machmer. Yoyim is two children. Yachti Yosef lachbura. By the way, this woman seems to say we leave the shulchan aruch as is. It's a chiddush by benching, leave by benching, and not by the sugya in sholish. To be mamshich, the end of the parak of Shlosh Achlu, that's the sugya that's being mamshich, the Gemara discusses the idea of sitting by benching. That means the Gemara first starts off saying that a person is walking, then a person should stand. If a person is standing, he should sit. And if he's reclining, then he should sit. That means always change one level. However, the end of the parak, the last couple of words are, V'hilchsa v'kulu yoshev mavarach. The loch is, we always sit by benching. You sit. That means agam, the end of the sif yud aleph brings down maybe the hoylich baderech on the way. Yesh omim maybe not to sit. But otherwise, bekolius we always sit over here. Means whether a person was walking around his house, whether he's standing in his house, whether he's cleaning his house, halach by benching is we sit. What's the reason for sitting? So Tosfos already on the sugya says since benching is a case of a deraisa, and we see we give the chashivas of es advar mekoshel bracha. He says, "V'chalta v'savoto v'savoto v'shev ace." Then the varachta, a person should sit right now. So we sit beside the sugya of deraisa. Therefore, the shartzian we get down for the ben yoino. It's a level of a deraisa. Therefore, we sit. I think it goes hand in hand the way how lavosh the grass or shulchan to bring it down. It's a bracha rucha. We have a hard time having kavona in general. And I said, if you want to have a chance to have kavona, you sit down and have kavona. That means we have a hard time. You sit, maybe you'll have kavana. So this, beside the sugya kavana, we sit and we try to focus on what we're reading over here. Now let's say a person can't sit. So they discuss, can a person do smicha ki yeshiva? So there is a sefer Yisrael Bamodom, over 1,000 page sefer about all the lochs of standing in smicha ki yeshiva kadaimo. So it discusses also brech zamazin. He says, echnami, if you have no option of sitting, the cholpach is do the act of smicha ki yeshiva. At least a person should learn, recline over here, lean on something, and has a getter of ki yeshiva. Now, what you're saying, the first three brachas mitzvah the deraisa, what about the fourth bracha? Fourth bracha, again, we ikri patsvi rabbanon, do we also have to sit by it? So again, come on the Mishnah Berurah and says, mistim sapayiskim. So the way how it's brought down in general, smich yeshiva means when you pull away, you'll collapse. Let's say you lean on something and you're leaning on a shtender and you pull away the shtender, you'll fall on the floor. That's usually the getter smich yeshiva. Now again, Mishmur says Alocha Stimut Apayiskim even applies to the fourth bracha over here, especially they have the idea of Chumash Hadeshen, not Zalz between the fourth bracha and the third bracha. Therefore, Smicha, we Paskin, Yeshiva should be done side by the first three brachas and by the case of the fourth bracha. And Mechavis, if you discuss it, if so, what's Alocha and the Geirat from Ein Sholosh? Is that the same thing? So brings it down, Belosh and Yesh Oimim, that also by the Ein Sholosh, a person should sit. Now over here, Kamlon the Kavachayim points out why Blosh Yesh Oimim, and the Chor Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says Dafka Deraisa, Main Sholosh as the Mavucha Beikri Paskin is a situation of a Derabbanon. Therefore, Yesh Oimim, the person should sit by Main Sholosh. Now there are those who bring down Stam. You have to sit. A Yayim is that way. The Shulchan Shlomo brings down that way. The grass brings down that way. We always have to sit. Meist the Maskon of the Mishnah Berurah is. Building upon the sugya of Simcha Peidal, which we'll get to the end of this month, the cholapach is by main sholish of the chamesh mina dogin, which we'll be machmir for, that a person has to sit for. So come along, we have an idea over here that a person, the maisel, has to sit by birch samozin, number one, and main sholish of chamesh mina dogin, also a person does sit for that. Will be this. No, again, if you have no other option, you do smich yeshiva. But otherwise,
like, chatchila,
we always sit if we can sit. Now, what you're saying that Me'in Sholosh is like Birch Samazin, we discussed already Birch Samazin about wearing a hat and jacket. Oh, the last couple of hat and jacket. By Me'in Sholosh, do you have to wear a hat and jacket? Now, just to explain what the shalom here is. You mentioned the last couple, and I think now it should come clear from this couple. The negate hat and jacket, l'chura, there are two separate sugyas they're coming from. Last chabur is brought down by the sugyo negate the idea of itov. What's the definition of itov? According to some, means the situation of a hanan jacket. However, look in numerous achronim, look up at the shlo inside, where it's coming from. And you look it up also in the Magen Geborim, the kids of the Eilus Tamin. They're all saying the idea of bringing a hanan jacket is b'tzad sugi of aim of yira. B'tzad sugi of sivches, sivtes, it's like dina ketfilo. Not b'tzad the sugi of ito v'koshel bracha, negates the sugi of aim of yira. That means, how would a person daven by Shemona Esrei? I think about everyone in the room with a hanan jacket. It's like the sugi of Shemona Esrei. Therefore, you go back and make, you can understand now Pshat the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a koshel bracha, then a hanan jacket. And even out of kais, b'li kais, even yachid also had a jacket. Why had a jacket? No ituf without any kais. Why? Because the second man mokum we're coming from. We're coming from the sigya of aim of a year of dinak and tefila. That's why you also wear a hat and jacket. Now I know the Mishmur says daf case of a hat. We spoke about it again last time. Zesha Bracha says, why is the daf a hat? Because in those days people wear a hat without a jacket. Today if someone wears a hat without a jacket, you look strange, or you look like a certain kutsa. Myself, since we daven with a hat and jacket, we should bench also with a hat and jacket. Once we see that two sugyas over here negate the hat and jacket, one mitzvah dina ketfila, one mitzvah the sugya of itov, do we extend that now to the sugya of me'ein cholish? Do we say the same thing over here? So the Myself, they bring down the stifle of Chaim Kanievsky, they do the same thing. They put on their hat and jacket by me'ein cholish. Why? Dina ketfila. Same sugya, same minion, same concept. The Maisa, the Isim Shlomo Zalman, this question. L'chura, the Sfaras to be Mekel, is first of all the whole idea of by Kriyashmat, by Birch Samoz itself, is the aim of the year as a Chiddush. That itself is a Chiddush. Or Mamash Aim of the Melech, it's a Chiddush Aleph. Void, the whole idea of wearing a hand and jacket, by Birch Samoz, we have two reasons. But by Ein Shalosh, we only have one of the reasons. We don't have any case of Ituf. So who's going to take one reason? What?
Muhammad Shalosh in that case.
Sorry?
Bochum
and Sholish, not Christ. We have a Christ. If you have, you don't have a Christ. No. So what? We only have one reason. And even that reason itself, we're not clear where it's coming from. We pass away, didn't get feel. So there's a question from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, Maisa says, Al Derek Klal, where the Imam of Zaynis is not Gdei Sviya. Derek Klal. Because Maisa, if it's possible to kiss him, if it's Gdei Sviya, you have to wash the bench anyway. Al Derek Klal is not Gdei Sviya. So only case of Jabob over there. Therefore, the Minig Olam says to leave it as is. And not for a person to go put on a hanan jacket by main cholish. Says also la dafka. There's really three things. One can say about pair or dafka and sitter. There's one about getting dressed. What about hanan jacket? Says all three of the meisel. You more make a main cholish, but ik is a case to abonim. And we therefore la dafka have to pray the two sugyas. And seem to be even those who are machmer be ikker are only machmer for birch samosan, and not negate the sugya of main cholish. The last thing over here is oslavarku osmu lachtoi. Mishmur said all brachas and how to apply it in different klal and negate this will lead to what the lock brought down all over again. Simukuf tzadik aleph by Sif Gimel. Now there is a shaila in our sugya over here that we're discussing the idea of walking and eating. Now negate to walking and eating. First of all, where is the person walking and eating? So first, walking in the shuk we spoke about last time. Doim kekelev avada knowledge walking in the shuk means obviously you're walking around in your own house over here. So there is a shaila of the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Ayin, the Gemara that says Gimel Dvorim Matizin Gufa Shel Adam. There are three things that make a person weak: Oichlam Omed, Shosim Omed, Veshibus Mitosim Omed. Is when he's eating and he's standing, he's drinking and he's standing, or Tashmish Shemitah and he's standing. So the place can bring down this halacha either the Simukuf Ayin, which I assume a lot of people here learned, they get that Hoggis by Derecheres by Suda. What's brought down by the place can be reached Sadikval by Abdullah, which Shmuel says, when you drink Abdullah, sit, don't stand. Either come to the Sadasugya and get to the Ayin, or there's a Medrash, or there's a Bryson in Mesach to Derech Eretz, that person should not stand drinking. So we have this halacha and eating. So how in the world is the Shulchan Aruch discussing a case over here, a person walking, a person standing by eating? How can you stand to eat over here? Void. So let's take just one example, just one Shiloh. A water fountain yeshiva. So besides, for one question, a water fountain will be called ayin, which will bring down the sugyan b'chayus that you cannot, a talmud chacham should not drink water in front of other people. By yav derech eretz, put that sugyan to the side. How in the world, the ma'isa, are you drinking over here and standing by a water fountain? Oh, so one time I see a Meltzer drinking for the water fountain. So fine, I stop him. Ask him how can you drink. Well, get the fine water lalocham. So he tells me, smicha ki yeshiva. He said he was leaving, smicha ki yeshiva. So I asked him, Fatashmi Shemitah also? He's told me, Ken Zayn. Maisa, you go to Eddie's. Maisa, you see the people know what they're doing. You look at them. Some people try to sit, and you have no option to sit because only one bench on the other side. The people are leading. People are doing that. Mamash mitzvah this halacha over here. We can speak yeshiva. A lot of people, you see, the people know what they're doing. They're pushing, they're leaning on something. Now, it's not that easy to lean on something that you pull away. There's different levels of leaning. If you try to lean on something, I'll see this idea. I'll see the derech eretz, or mitzvah the sugya of not to weaken a person. Now, that's one source of speech yeshiva. The Maisa, I see that Yisrael Kamilevsky on this halacha, and he said the same thing. And he saw Bamotim says on this halacha, also smichik yeshiva. This is shallow, maybe water is a drop different. Baker said to Ben Ishchai not to mechalik in water, water is the same halacha. They get involved with wine, you see by Sherebrachas they're standing, they drink, or by Brista drinking over there by standing. They want to say maybe it's mitzvah is different, Ari might be different. Oh, so my father wants a taino that wants to say, Kivin Dosh Peram Dosh. Every place has water fountains. Right, Minik, even the Oilam does it. Oilam does it. So, Lemaisa, I went over to a learner, Shmir's a Gofa Nefesh, and I asked him, you should run your safer about drinking by standing. Kivin Dosh Peram Dosh, and Messiah Mashem. The Derechet says, people seem to stand. He said, you can't make it up that by yourself. You have to find a Marmok that says this idea of Kivin Dosh Peram Dosh. Finds looked around, every Yisrael, Dain Fish in the Chelik Tess, he writes a tshuva on this halacha, Shurim B'Zayim Hashem, Kim Dosh B'Rab M'Dosh. It's a fine announcement of the Mluvim of the Shmir's Gofa Nefesh. But, you know, see, as that, some say you test the water beforehand. It's not a shell, oh, they have cups now for that reason also. Put in a cup and drink from it. Do you know? He's a Veloshna Efshir and still with Machman Fishamit. Are you Machman Fishamit?
I don't wash my hands.
That's not the reason why. That's the way for the Ramah before the Mogharam. The smorgasbord is already possible to aid this, says Master Khan and Shuva. The smorgasbord. What's going on over there? First of all, you just look at the people who are there and how they're eating, and there's a reason why. There's always a problem when you don't see certain people in certain places. People think they're not hungry. They are hungry. They're just there's always this lack of people doing things. There's usually a reason why they're not there. They don't want to eat standing up. Fine, the moinam lack of derech the shem b'tzayim hashem the ibay shmolgas board. But the chshuvim mice do not do it that way. No, but my kiddush in my lobby, I made sure we had chairs there for that reason. That by kiddush you sit down. The people want to know why it says because how can you have a kiddush without having chairs there? You put chairs there. Fine. Now, the gate to Simon Kufayin Gimel, so the Oilm should learn it. Now, there is again a long Bay Seis over here. For the Oilm will learn Issa Beheter, it's Geshmak Chazar, for Simon Bay Ches, Bay Tes. Just go through some basic in Yonim, maybe Kitzes, make it some things practical over here. Not go through all the Yonim. The Lachan Sif Aleph is a local of having a Basar to Cholov. That means it says the Torah three times, Lois Vashal Di Bachil of Imoi, Issa Chilo, Issa Bishal, and Issa Rano. We laid it once on Pesach, once on Sukkot, and we did not lay it on Shavuos. Again, all the Shavuosim are on Shavuos. Now, it's clear that this halacha of Dereis is only when there's a bishul together. What we're being machmir for is a case where it's not Dereis, not being cooked together when it's cold. Even when it's cold, we have an Issa Drabbanon. That means after Basar, can we eat Cholov? I mean, make two cases, Basar and then Cholov, this Cholov and then Basar. The person that eats Basar right now, Basar says that a paiskim means whether it's steak, it's meat. Whether it's chicken, no difference. Can we eat cholov afterwards? Says the Torah, bring down the Bahag. Do tinuach vadocha and until sedayim and no problem. Tosfos brings down that you do not have to wait. Just do tinuach vadocha until sedayim. The Maisa Kidua, that's not our Nogel. Side bnei Ashna, side bnei Svard. The Mechaber me'ikar dim paskim, you wait 6 hours. The Amos said that's the Maisa what we go do. Nochan lasois. And therefore, the Taz and Shach says anyone who's a rare chatoyo, mice they wait 6 hours over here. Now, 6 hours on Hogi is to wait 6 full hours, unless some people have a Messiah within the 6 hour. That means what exactly the Shiva Smear I heard this week doing some of the less than 6 hours? I guess it means for the Yechidim who did not wait 6 hours, and if not, Mashkir should put up a sign to tell the Oil over here that those who wait 6 hours not be a Mishal Oil over here 6 hours. Now, we wait 6 hours. After what? There are 3 cases of Ikkud based is being down. There's after Basr, there's Tashul Shul Basr, and there's Blias Tama Basr. After Basr, or chicken, we wait 6 hours. After Tashul Shul Basr, meaning you have a potato from the Chulant, you take out the potato. The potato has no meat on it. You're eating just a potato with a taste of the meat outside. Tashul Shul Basr. Meiser, we paskin, we wait. The Ramah says in Peites, we wait 6 hours. From says of Kivegan, Yam Shushloima, to another Tashul of Gvina. That means you have an egg that was cooked with butter, and your potato that's cooked with meat. You want to wait from the egg to the potato to the eggs. We wait 6 hours. That's Menig Bnei Ashkenaz. However, let's say you have a spaghetti that's cooked in a fleshika pot. A case, I said that the Bnei Ashkenaz Ramo. That's what I said that for. I think everyone is Bnei Ashkenaz, even my father. So fine. Now, come on the base edge of being down, but let's say you have a pot over here that you cook spaghetti inside that's not being cooked with the thing itself, only the blias, what the Olam calls a nap by nap, noisitam by noisitam. Meaning the meat went into the pot, and the pot went, the blias went back into the spaghetti. That the locha says the base sif, and we pass that way also to the Bnei Ashkenaz, we do not wait 6 hours. That means anytime you have any kalim and yeshiva smear, you have rice, a fleshka pot, you don't wait 6 hours. Not only that, if you read our base Yosef slowly, there's a question in over there, having the stamp shot, and really the shachul is a pay test, a kod test, what's up on it in our base Yosef, Dr. I'm over there, what comes out to the Kivegan, the base mayor, whether it's a pot, whether you took an onion and cut it with a fleshing a knife, even one time, we did not wait 6 hours. That means there are 3 levels. Basr, we wait 6 hours. Tashul shol basr, we wait 6 hours, in the Ashkenaz, to anything. Mashaking tam, I can't hear you. No, that's I say Bnei Ashkenaz. You have Bnei Svar? Oh, that you have to. That's the mavuch to go to. But the ma'aser, and again to a tam, the loch is even the Ashkenaz. We do not wait 6 hours. Whether it's inside the kli that way or cut with a plastic knife that way, we do not wait 6 hours. That's the loch after basar. After cholov, what's the halacha? So it comes out, we have to do 3 things. You want to eat cholov and then basar. So some have a minig to wait a half hour. Some say, the ma'aser, you have to bench. The ma'aser, as far as I know, most of the Ashkenaz, we don't wait. And we don't have to bench. We ma'aser, we can eat in the same pseudo. And there are more rice that wait in Hilchos Shavuos to eat milk and the fleshiks in the same pseudo. Fine, for those who don't do that. But those who do it that way, what do you have to go do? The Gemara and the Wipaskin, we do 3 things. Kinuach, Adocho, and we hint at during the Tila Sedayim. Kinuach means you eat something. What to eat? The Gemara says you can eat everything except for Kemach, flour, which I don't think we have, tomorrow and dates, and Yerokis, anything that's green over here. Green lettuce. Lettuce, don't. Otherwise, that's Kinuach. Adocho is the Maisa we drink. Maisa we drink something.
All vegetables or
nothing? It says, I think it's only green vegetables, only lettuce. That's how I understood it. Lettuce. That's how I understand it. So the ma'aser comes out that a person has to do knuach ladocha, and we have to do the tzil sedayim. Now, how far afterwards? Let's say it's 5 hours later, you're eating fleishiks. This is shiloh. Most forms seem to go, once it hits an hour, you don't have to do knuach ladocha anymore. Some are makel after a half hour, some are machmer even after an hour. But the ma'aser, most forms seem to say after an hour, you do not have to do knuach ladocha. Now, that's the game when you're eating after the cholov. However, after a tafshul of cholov, that means you had an egg that you had inside of butter. Also, to do a case of having a tafshul of basar, still we need a case of the teal over here. You have to wash your hands. Now, just to bring that down, this idea of kinuach badocha after milchiks. Shuas is coming up. Why in the world do we have milchiks on Shuas? Not go through all the time on the page. On this form, they have over 30 time. Shuas on the page has 5 time. On the page of Mishabruah, there's a behetiv, it brings down the Medrash. The Medrash over there says that when he went to go get the Luchos the second time, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Melech were very happy. Meister, Klaisol, they were, therefore, not to get the Luchos. So, I think Kosh Baruch answered back, it says, you Melech, you went down to Avraham Avinu, and you ate a case of Cholov, and then a case of Basar, Chem of Cholov, and then Basar. You ate basar b'cholov, and even the tzinekel shom yisrabim, they know this halacha, not that basar b'cholov, and therefore the melachim lost the Torah and Klai Yisrael got the Torah. Therefore, specifically on Shavuos, we have milchiks and then pleishiks, and we keep in the loch of the boss of Machalov, so that's our schus of why we got the Torah. In fact, we read the Pasuk by the case of Malachim Pasha Be'eiro. Over there, it's very clear what happened. First, Avram served chem of a chalav, milk and butter. Then afterwards, it says, he gave basar, lost the tongue, gave meat. From milk to fleishiks, do you have to wait 6 hours? No. You can have one after another. As long as you do knoach badachal until the sinayim. So why did you lose the Torah for? Says Chassam Sofer, you know why? Because Rashi over there says that so is Pirsu Nido. Therefore, did not bring out any of the lechem, even though she made lechem. So they did not do kinuach. They lost the Torah for not doing kinuach. And that's why we got the Torah. That means some people do not know this halacha. They have milchiks, they know they can have fleishiks with it afterwards. You wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they have fleishiks with it afterwards. You lose the Torah for that. Torah, maybe they maisa, we're only got lochs over to maybe they maisa. You can lose the Torah, and that's why we're celebrating on Shavuos with milchiks over here. It's the behita built upon the medrash. You can lose the Torah for an hoga of a kinuach by after chalav tavaser. Sipei the kuvan gimel is the gate to the zekona of baser dogim. Now the Ram over here sends you to sifim the kufta zayni yardeo. Over there, there are two sifim in the shulchan aruch the gate locked the baser dogim the gate zekona. The kids of what comes out that even though the mechaber says to do the til sedayim, the bnei ashkenaz do not do the til sedayim. Bnei Yisrael maisa do. Bnei Yisrael do. The Geta Kinuch Vadocha, the Mishmur brings down the Mishmur to do Kinuch and Adocha. In the Sha'atin, it brings down from the Chayodom, the Mice is enough to do a case of Adocha, of Shtia. As far as I know, Be'ikah the Olim does Kinuch and Adocha. They eat a piece of challah, they drink something, then the Mice is enough over here. Now there is the Mogavram, that's brought down by the Mishmur, Losh and Efsher. Maybe Bezmanazer, there's a difference over here in the Shtana Tevo. Voy those who want taino that the Gemara discusses having fish that meat. Loshen Gemara is not fish. The Loshen Gemara in Pesachim is binsa. Binsa is a specific type of fish. And there was some soyven shuvah wants taino dafka. Binsa is a bayat sakono. All fishes are not nichel get of sakono. Maisach some soyven said that's not the minhag klal yisrael. We're machmir all cases of fishes. Even as man is that even achen nishtana tevel ulai. Maisach we are machmir. We are mitzav the shita different cases. The main nishtana tevel. But beklal is beikah we are machmir. If some soifa and shuvah does get involved, or we machme even on tam, we machme even in the case of tam, that means we have to have a fish pot. Meister, the some soifa writes mini klal yisol. The ar yichidim who are machme, there's a tour that way. It's about the orach chayodom, but mini klal yisol beik is not to have a fish pot, not worrying negate the sugi of tam. Therefore, even let's say the outside of your meat pot, fish hit it, or a meister someone told me that someone put inside kishke inside his cholent. Took it out, opened it up, and started eating it. It's always gefilte fish. So now you have over here gefilte fish that was inside your cholent. So what's halacha? They say if it's sealed well, only to get the sugi of tam. If you want to follow the halacha of tam sofer, it seems to be there's no problem. Sakon is only mamoshes and not negate to tam, even tam rishon. Now over here, the Mogavram does bring down that there is a beis yosef in simin pei tes over there to pei zayin. That brings down that the minhag to machmir between fish and meat is also negate to fish and milk. And there is a shallow in that true negeo Allah lemaisa not. So that kemoishem magavam brings down it's a toy soifer. Shachataz is toy soifer. There's no make to be machmer. The gam the people got him over here says yes. Even the bnei Ashkenaz want to be machmer. And kiduim shlomazam on the yashu their own house they're machmer. Maisa most bnei Ashkenaz the maisa are not machmer. They svad most of the maisa are machmer. Whether they come from the Beis Yosef or they like bringing down a benu b'chayim and pashu mishpotim over there. A reason to be machmer it's on the sugi of sakono. Well, now, when they are machmer, be'ikah only machmer on milk and cheese and not butter. And the of the Ashkenaz, the best way to see that they make is you go to any breast in America, and some of them over here, there's cream cheese lox, and they serve it over there. That mice is mamish fish and cheese together, and it's cream cheese is nechla, and I think gvino. I think butter, yishlotin. What it is exactly, but I think it's on the same category. Mice, most of the Ashkenaz mice are not machmer. Beisvad, yesh v'yesh. That's the Kitzur Kuvayin Gimel. L'maisa, we're going further now. We learned two simon over here, Simon Kuf Samuk Tes and Simon Kuf Hey. But we do have a Bechina coming up after Shavuos. That means before Shavuos will come Wednesday. The Wednesday afterwards we'll have Chazara, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Bechina on Wednesday. The test is on 11 simonim. That means if we give this man until Shavuos, we'll have learned 11 simonim. Some are easier than others. A lot of them are very practical. You should know them. And the truth is, these simanim, you're not going to learn again. No Shabbos, you learn over again. Sevehti, you might learn over again. Nidhi, you learn over again. Shavim. These simanim, even chaburim learn brachas, don't usually learn these sugis over here. You want toivim, maybe they might so. You want what the Chofetz Chaim tells you, you have to learn halacha. And which halacha brachas? And which halachas in the Chofetz Chaim? Birch samosim. Prab birch samosim. The fountain of water. These are the halachas you have to learn. These are the things you have to know. You see, the Yechidim know these halachas. And people are being medacted upon them. But how are you not being medacted if you don't know them? And if you tell me a shorter way than Chazara, please tell me. I'd love to know, how do you have Yidia knowing things without Chazara? As far as I know, the only way is right now is Chazara. You have to do Chazara. If not, if you have time now, some people tell me I'm going too quick, some say I'm going too slow. Why do you have time to do Chazara? Acquire these simanim over here. Let's follow Rabbah.